Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Well, here in Spain this week, we're joined by Brett Hansen. How are you, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. How about yourself? How's things?
Things are good. You know, a month's passed and things are good, so we're thankful for that.
Absolutely.
Well, Brett is one of Brevin Frank's long-term Spanish advisors. He's been based in their Javier office for 20 years, so must have a very good idea what expatriates here need with regards to their financial planning and wealth management. Brett, when someone moves to Spain, what would you say is the most important financial issues they need to be aware of? And when revising their financial planning for Spain, should people work through these elements one by one, or does it make sense to do them all at once?
Well, Howard, for anyone moving to Spain, bearing in mind that when it comes to British expatriates, these tend to be retirees, I would say that the most important financial issues or considerations are: how will their assets and income be taxed in Spain, and what can be done to minimise this? How best to invest their investments and pensions in order to achieve the investment returns and income they require with a minimum of risk? And what needs to be done in order to ensure that, should anything happen to them, that their assets pass on to who they want, when they want, with the minimum of complications and tax? So taxation, investment and pension advice, and estate planning tend to be the most important financial issues I come across when someone is looking to move to Spain. And just touching on each of those for a moment, Howard, it's important to bear in mind that for anyone living in Spain, regardless of where their assets are or where the income is generated, then they are likely to be taxable on these in Spain. And the tax rules here are very different to the tax rules in, say, the UK. And so someone moving to Spain will need to consider very carefully what are the tax rules here with regards to their assets and income, and how best they can minimise these taxes. But of course, in making changes to their existing investments and pensions, possibly before they move to Spain, could potentially lead to tax implications in the UK. And so the timing of when to make these changes is very important, paying close attention to both the UK and the Spanish taxation rules. And at the same time, it's about making sure your assets are invested in line with your attitude to risk and your objectives in order to give you the best chance of achieving your financial needs or objectives over the longer term. Bearing in mind that for many British expatriates moving to Spain, they're looking at retirements in excess of 20 and 30 years. For example, my oldest client is in fact 102 years of age and still going strong. And of course, should you die, where you're either leaving assets to someone who is living in Spain or the assets are physically in Spain, then you need to be aware that Spanish succession taxes and Spanish succession rules do come into play. And this is very important when it comes to estate planning in order to make sure that the assets go to who you want them to. Spain is made up of 17 regions, each with their own Spanish succession tax rules. But at the state level, A few important considerations to bear in mind are that Spanish succession tax is payable between husband and wives. The allowances in Spain are lower than the UK inheritance tax allowances. And there are multipliers when calculating Spanish inheritance tax, which can actually lead to a succession tax rate as much as 82%. And also in Spain, like most European countries, they apply the Napoleonic Civil Code, whereby the children have an automatic right to inherit a large part of the estate, which can impact on the wealth you want to pass to your partner, wife, or husband, for example, particularly if there are children, regardless as to whether those children have grown up and are, for example, living in the UK. And so, from my experience, Howard, most people who are moving to Spain or already living here, what they're looking for or should be looking for is a comprehensive financial plan which takes into account all of their needs and deals with all of the issues at the same time, rather than dealing with each separately over a period of time, which could lead to contradictions or problems further down the line.
Should the starting point be to find a financial advisor who can help you with all of this? And what are the various issues people need to consider when choosing an advisor?
Yes, Howard, I would say that in the same way that when it comes to a health issue, it's very important to find the right doctor or specialist to help resolve and monitor that issue. This also applies to our finances when it comes to finding an advisor. And so the advisor or the firm of advisors you should choose should have all of the skills and technical support to be able to provide the solutions to all of these taxation, investment, pensions, and estate planning needs. I think it therefore makes sense to choose a firm who has been around for many years and have, over time, invested in their business so that they have the strength and depth of resources and the experience needed to be able to fully advise British expatriates moving to or already living in Spain on all of these key issues. They should have tax experts who specialise in taxation for both the UK and Spain and can advise on any cross-border issues when clients are thinking of or in the process of moving from, say, the UK to Spain, and of course vice versa, if perhaps later in their life they decide to go back to the UK to live. And I would also suggest that any listeners looking for a financial advisor should use a firm who will be local to them in Spain and who are in a position to understand what it's like to live here and cope with the local bureaucracy and have a deep understanding of the financial planning needs of expatriates here, whilst also knowing the Spanish tax regime at both the state and local regional levels. And whether you're moving to Spain or already living here, in both situations, it's obviously very important that any plan is specifically designed around your particular circumstances and objectives, and that this is then being regularly reviewed in order to ensure that this is kept up to date as circumstances do change and as do threats to our wealth. And so in order to have these regular reviews, you should probably choose a firm which is in the best position to be able to be around for the long term in order to provide ongoing advice to yourselves and to your loved ones after you have passed away. And of course, have the resources to be able to provide these reviews. For example, if you're dealing with a successful firm of advisors, then logically there will be a team of advisors in each local office, ensuring that all of their clients are having regular reviews and are to hand should clients have any other needs. These advisors would need to be able to react quickly and help you make adjustments if your personal circumstances suddenly change, or if there are reforms to local tax legislation. And this will always be easier to achieve if, one, your advisor is local to you, and two, should they be away or ill, that they are supported or work with other qualified and experienced advisors in the same office who can assist you. And so the size of the firm, again, is quite important, even at the local level. And I would suggest that a key indicator of how well that office is doing and how likely the advisor and firm will be around for the long term is by looking at how many people are actually based in that local office. Your advisors should also have suitable higher level professional qualifications and follow what is referred to as continuing personal development practices to ensure that their advice is always up to date. For example, if you're living in the UK, all advisors have the diploma in regulated financial planning or an equivalent, and this level 4 diploma in regulated financial planning meets the UK Financial Conduct Authority's qualification requirements. So if your advisor here in Spain started out in the UK, then ensure that whilst they were advising there, that they got this qualification, which is actually of a higher standard of qualification than that is what is needed to provide advice in Spain.
I guess what you're saying then, Brett, is that Brevin's Franks offers more than perhaps the various other advisors that people could choose in Spain.
Well, Howard, Blevins Franks began in 1975, and we currently have 25 local offices across the seven countries we advise in, which include the UK and Spain. And whilst we have over 200 employees, what I think is most reassuring for our clients is the fact that we have over 65 partners and private client managers who are based in these 25 local offices, who are here to provide ongoing advice to our clients and their families. I think it's important to emphasise that in nearly all of these offices, if not all, we have both partners and private client managers. And so should a partner fall ill, leave or retire, because of our size, we will have others already in the local office or nearby to be able to continue to look after our clients. As I said, Howard, we're committed to providing all of our UK and EU-based clients with a high-quality local service, which means that across the company in all the countries we work in, we have partners, private client managers, para-planners and administration support all working together in these local offices. For example, in our office in Javier, where I am based, in addition to myself, we have another partner and two private client managers who are all qualified and regulated to provide advice to our clients. We also have two para-planners and a further three employees in the office providing our advisors and our clients with ongoing support. And all of our local offices are supported by our administration centre, client services and trust departments in Malta. We have our tax advisory team in London, which has a number of specialist tax advisors providing our clients with cross-border tax advice and keeping our partners and private client managers up to date with any tax or regulatory changes in both state and local level. And we have our pension specialist department, which is in both Malta and London, who are qualified to give specialist pension advice. And then we have our investment committee, which is supported by our investment services team, and they are tasked with continually reviewing our clients' investment portfolios. They are talking to the various fund managers we use on a regular basis and make recommendations as to how the portfolio should be modified or tweaked in order to remain in line with our clients' attitude to risk and to be invested appropriately according to the market cycle and economic data. They also ensure that our portfolios meet the regulations and requirements of the various jurisdictions we advise in. Our size also means, Howard, that we have access to some of the best lawyers available in our respective countries. And so, for example, we were able to plan for Brexit for some time and were well prepared with arrangements in place, which enabled us to continue to service our clients without interruption post-Brexit. And it's vitally important that our partners and private client managers are highly experienced and fully regulated and qualified to provide this holistic advice covering all the areas that we've discussed today. As a result, all of our advisors have the diploma in regulated financial planning or the equivalent level 4 diploma in regulated financial planning advice, which I referred to earlier. And keeping on top of the changing regulatory environment is obviously very difficult across all of our countries, but we have a compliance department who have their fingers on the pulse in each of the jurisdictions we work in and who keeps up to date with the many regulatory changes which we see coming in across Europe. And the same can be said with changes in tax laws and rates in each of the countries we advise in, and for Spain, in each of the regions we have offices in. And so over the years, Blevins Franks have also developed very good relationships with lawyers, accountants and other specialists who are all independent to us, but who we work closely with in order to ensure that our clients get the best service that we can give them.
Going back to what we were discussing earlier about integrated financial planning, how do you bring all the various elements together for your clients?
Yeah, that's a good question, Howard. And we do this by sitting down with our clients, understanding what their aims and objectives are, looking at their assets and liabilities, and then using the strength and depth of technical resources that we have at our disposal, that we've spoken about today, we put together a cohesive financial plan, or what we refer to as a strategic financial planning report. This report will analyse their current situation and their objectives and take them through the steps which should be taken prior to moving to Spain and the steps which should be taken once they've moved here. It will consider the appropriate visas that they will need in order to be able to move here and how their investments and pensions should be structured in order to minimise their tax liabilities and achieve their objectives. And it will cover the timing of everything and take into account their current tax situation in the UK, but also their future taxation in Spain. And of course, the strategic plan will also cover their estate planning needs. And then should the clients wish to proceed with the solutions outlined in this report, we would then action these at the appropriate times. Some of these may be carried out whilst they are still living in the UK. Some will be actioned when they're living in Spain, in line with the recommendations. But once living in Spain, the clients will have their local Blevins Franks office to hand with regards to their ongoing needs.
We've been talking about people who are new to Spain, but what about those who've been living here for years, like my good self? Do you find their financial planning needs change over time? And are there any particular issues our older listeners should consider at this point in their lives?
Well, Howard, for anyone who has been living here for many years, like yourself, whilst they may not need the advice about the steps which need to be taken before moving to Spain, from my experience, most are still looking for a comprehensive financial plan which takes into account their tax planning and estate planning needs with regards to their property, savings, investments and pensions for both the shorter and longer term. They're also more often more concerned about making sure that their estate planning is in order to ensure that on their death, their loved ones benefit from their hard-earned wealth with the minimum of complication and taxes, particularly with regards to both Spanish and UK inheritance taxes. And that this is all being regularly reviewed in order to ensure that this is kept up to date as circumstances, tax rates and rules and regulations change.
And what about when someone's time in Spain comes to an end? Do British expatriates need to review and adjust their financial planning if they return to the UK?
This is also a good question, Howard, and one that I've actually been asked a few times in the last couple of days. And clearly, moving country is a big step. And so there is always the concern about what if on moving here, they don't settle or enjoy it, or perhaps they miss their family, or what if after living here for many years, they decide to go back, perhaps due to deteriorating health. You know, what happens then about the solutions that they have set up here? And I can say that over the years, I have come across a number of clients who have gone back to live in the UK, usually due to the deteriorating health or wanting to be closer to family. And the answer to this is to make sure that you deal with an advisor or firm of advisors who can not only advise you when you're living here in Spain, but are also able to advise you on an ongoing basis if you go back to the UK. Make sure that the firm of advisors who are overseeing your financial planning can provide the cross-border advice associated with the transition from Spain to the UK, and that they are qualified and regulated advisors in the UK, just like Blevins Franks. Whilst there are a number of advisors in Spain who may be able to help you whilst you're in Spain, I believe there are very few who are regulated to provide advice in both Spain and the UK. This is also relevant if you live in Spain, but say your inheritors, perhaps your children, are living in the UK, as they will also need advice when you pass away, and that will need to come from the UK. Blevins Franks have offices in both Spain and the UK, and we are regulated in both countries.
And the website is the best first port of call.
Yes, that's right, Howard. If anyone would like to find out more about us or what we do and you know, who we are, or would like to contact one of our local offices, then they can go to our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Brett. We'll talk again in a month's time.
Thanks, Howard. Nice talking to you. Take care.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.